Habla usted Spanglish with Larry Torres. Grandpa discusses la cultura comunista. Oiga, Grandpa, began Canutito that morning. Can I have some of your opinion? Oh, sí, mijo, said his grandfather. That's why I brought a whole bolsa llena. He reached into his pants pocket and fished out a handful of pine nuts and passed it over to his grandson. I have a whole ratonera right here, he said, tapping his side all the while. Why do you call it a ratonera? Asked his grandson, popping a piñón into his mouth. It is because squirrels in Spanish are often called ratones coludos, his grandfather answered. And these ratones coludos gather up whole stashes of piñón and save them up for the winter in los huecos de los árboles. There, in the hollows of the trees, they can eat a little every day until springtime. If they run out, it's likely that they'll all starve to death y se las lleva el tren de hambre halfway through the winter. Pero las squirrels are likely to store up puro piñón bueno. I remember once your grandma went to pick some piñón y no se quitó los sunglasses. And when she got home, traía puro piñón vano. Por andar ahí de movie stars, all she brought home was a whole bucket full of bad piñón. It's a good thing that she wasn't a squirrel because she couldn't tell good piñón from bad. Canutito tried to crack open a pine nut, but he always tried too hard and bit right through, crushing the nut along with the shell. He was starting to get all frustrado and he began to think that eating piñón was more trouble than it was worth. No ansina, said his grandpa as he watched him spit everything out every little while. Hazle el try ansina. Try it this way. He tried to show the little boy how to crack open the shell with slider pressure, roll it out in his tongue, separate it from the nut, and then spit it out all at the same time. Es un arte verdadero, he said. I used to have un amigo named Antonello who was real good at it. He was good at a lot of things. Cuando era joven, he used to build outhouses for all of the neighborhood. Los outhouses in Español are called comunes, locally. Since he was an outhouse builder, he was known as El Comunista. He paused to spit out a piñón. I'm glad that we have indoor plumbing, mused his grandson. I don't think that I'd like to go outside to the comune en la noche. I might fall in and then what? Oh, there's not much danger of that, mijo, said his grandpa. Outhouses used to be built with real plumbing in those days. Mira que there were always two holes that were cut into the seating area so that you and someone else could go in pairs. You would both go, drop your calzones, and pick out your favorite agujero. The little boy started to giggle at the idea that people would go use the restroom in pairs. No te rías, mijo, said Grandpa to him. There was nothing funny about it. At least in those days, you had someone to talk to mientras que hacías tu business. Dos comadres could sit together and smoke in there, and there was even a little comuncito on the side for the little didios. Pero the best part para los jóvenes was when they could sit con el Montgomery Ward's catalog between them and choose one side or the other, especialmente if it was the Christmas catalog. Oh, they could pretend to grab the candy y los toys from their side of el catálogo and say, boy, and pretend to eat it. Pero también whenever they came to the section of the catálogo where that had the las monas en pelotas with los girdles y los pantes puestos, they would go, oh, yuck, 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 and flip the pages real quick. After a little while, once you memorized what was on what side of the catálogo, you would race to sit on that side of the común whenever you had to go so that you could claim las cosas buenas on your side. Canutito was laughing hard at the images conjured up by his grandfather. His tripas hurt from so much laughing. Oh, eso no era todo, continued his grandpa, all amused to see his grandson's reaction. Since there was no toilet paper in those days, you had to use los glossy pages. Ay, para limpiarte la cola. Oh, that was no fun. But if there wasn't a catalog, we would use mountain money. ¿Qué era mountain money? Asked Canutito, wiping away a tear that had rolled down his cheek. Era una planta that used to grow wild everywhere. It had real big leaves. It was like the leaf of a cadillo plant. It was called mountain money porque it was worth a fortune when you run out of papel. Canutito doubled up with laughter again. And so until next time, this is Larry Torres saying, goodbye, or habla usted Spanish.